Welcome to Let's Get Information. My name is Alexa Salvaggio, and this, my friends, is a podcast for seekers, entrepreneurs, spirit junkies, and wellness lovers of all kinds. Each week, we'll be offering you inspiration, education, and co-creation that will help you cultivate an epic life. So let's dig deep, lift up, and thrive through these personal stories, tips, how-tos, and most importantly, great, rich truth. What a gift and privilege to interview my dear friend, Shannon Algio. He is my first interview and I am so stoked. Shannon is a speaker. He's a coach. He's a yoga and meditation teacher who has helped thousands of people around the globe tune into their life's purpose. He is the co-founder of Soulfeed, which is an amazing podcast that you can, of course, just find on iTunes. I highly recommend it. He has interviewed people like Marianne Williamson, Deepak Chopra, Gabrielle Bernstein. And he has also interviewed me a couple of times. So I feel very privileged to have him on my show. I know that you're really in for a treat. So please do tune in, turn on, and let's get information. Ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please. This is my first interview on Let's Get Information.
Whoa, I'm honored.
Oh my, no, I'm honored. And I've had the privilege of being on your amazing podcast, Soulfeed, twice now.
Twice.
Who knows how many more times that'll happen throughout our experience together. So just thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's so exciting. Like, you starting this podcast is like a shift, you know, just like to see where your creative energy is going and how this is now a new channel for you is really exciting.
My heart is really excited. I'm really mostly excited just for the wisdom that you're going to offer because I know that you carry so much of it. You can't even help it.
Well, thank you for the holding the space to allow the wisdom to flow. I hope it flows, and I think it will.
I think it will too, babe. I really think it will too. Okay, enough with that. So I want to hear, what you're working on right now. Like, what's like inspiring you? What's making you want to wake up in the morning right now?
You know, like moving to Los Angeles a year ago. Almost to the day from when we're having this conversation right now.
Snaps.
I am really, you know, a lot of the energy that I was putting out with Soulfeed podcast and for the last 2.5 years has been about like building a following and really like massive reach. Like, you know, we had like 1.5 million downloads on our podcast.
Okay. Can we just like take a moment of like excitement about that?
Yeah.
Let's celebrate like, that.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's, and it's cool. It's an amazing opportunity. And I feel that what I'm working on right now is not so much how far can I reach, but how deep can I go in my connections with people? Whether that's like having a new member onto our shared yoga meditation space online, awaken.yoga, really like going deep with teachings and creating spaces for people to really be in relationship with me and for me to be in relationship with people. My doTERRA team is a team that I'm growing, and I'm doing weekly office hours and connecting with people all over the world who are wanting to share essential oils with their communities.
Which is such a gift, by the way. Like, people are experiencing such profound healing from that stuff.
It's really like, this morning I was blending this oil called Citrus Bliss. And there's all this research about the power of citrus oils to uplift people's mood, to help people move out of depression.
You may have noticed I have lemon, like, profoundly dousing this room right now.
Lemon's good. Yeah. It's like
energizing.
It's energizing. And these are plants, and they, I'm really moved by the possibility that someone who has struggled with addiction or numbing could reach for a bottle of oil before they reach for a bottle of tequila. Not that one is right or wrong.
Totally.
But if someone's struggling with an addiction or going to a drug, yes, yoga is great. Yes, meditation is great. And essential oils is a sensory component that can help repattern the brain around certain patterns that no longer serve. So,
wow.
So supporting a community of wellness advocates around the world who are doing work in prisons, doing work. There's someone who's a recovered addict who's now a meditation teacher and is sharing the oils with addicted communities.
Wow.
Like, it's I never expected to be doing this type of work. Yeah. And it's really, a powerful relationship,
yeah,
like that I'm able to have with people that's going deeper. And that's what I see with awaken.yoga too, is mm-hmm. like, so cool to inspire people with so many podcast episodes, and now to be able to share like 10 minute, 90 minute practices, full practices where people can practice regularly.
Yes.
And don't necessarily have to be in LA or on my Iceland retreat or in New York to practice. I mean, you obviously get this because yes. we're doing this together. So that's what I'm working on right now, is like deepening connection and developing relationships where I can really support people sustainably over time.
Yes. And how beautiful too that you're offering it through, of course, all these different mediums and coaching as well. But going back to the awaken.yoga piece, you know, I believe there was a lot of research on the fact that it was better to do, you know, more consistent, smaller classes mm-hmm. versus like one big class a week. And, you know, through our platform, through awaken.yoga, Shannon and I are partners along with the wonderful Jesse Barr on this project. So I hope you will check it out. We'll give you more information on that later. But just the profound benefits that we can actually receive through consistency, you know, versus just like, oh yeah, one blowout class where it took me 3 hours because I had an hour to get there, take the hour class and then an hour back. Mm. You know, it shouldn't take that long to get grounded and to connect and to move and to flow and to breathe.
It's huge. It's huge. And so many times there's so many obstacles in the way of us getting into practice.
Yes.
So many obstacles in the way. I mean, I'm speaking for myself right now.
Amen.
Even getting on to the platform and logging in yes. and rolling out your mat and clicking play.
Yeah.
Can be a monumentous decision yes. that makes a profound difference in your day. So, you know, and I know, I get there's a million reasons. I didn't meditate this morning. I just didn't. Yeah. I didn't have the time, quote unquote. I had a call yes. that just arrived earlier than I anticipated, and
yes.
I ate breakfast. And then it was time for the call.
Yep.
And then once I had that call, I had another call and I was just on a roll.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't have kids. I right. don't, you know, like I don't even drive to my job. I work from home mostly. And yep. that's still a thing for me. So to commit to practice, even if it's just 10 minutes, can, I mean, the meditation that we just did right now, even though I was speaking, I was like, dropping in.
Oh,
like,
I'm embodied now. Yes, yeah,
embodying,
totally.
Embodying, you talk about this all the time, embodying your body.
Yes.
And that's what it's about. That's why we're offering awaken.yoga, because of that research study that you shared, that 10 minutes of yoga a day is better than 60 minutes a week, mm-hmm. one class a week, like in terms of relaxing the central nervous system. The issues are in our tissues. We got to stretch those tissues. We got to release and move. And I had a call, a friend called me, who's an activist. Her name's Kate Werning. She's also starting a podcast called Healing Justice.
Great.
She really works at the intersection of healers yes. and social justice activists.
We need her.
She's right there.
Great.
And she did my morning after movement and meditation. It's 15 minutes to shake off if you just woke up feeling off, or you got in a fight the night before, or something happens.
I remember you recording this.
you were filming.
I was present and really excited about it.
Yes.
Yeah, because I needed it. I need it all the time now.
And she said that she was overjoyed. I mean, it was the day we released awaken.yoga on October 1st. It was the first day, and she already went through the practice
wow.
and was going to do it again that day in the evening, the morning after, can still do it in the evening with her husband because they were both like needing it.
Yeah, they were in it.
So these practices,
yes.
these wisdoms, and having the wisdom to practice.
Yes.
Like that is huge. Like, the wisdom that it takes to stop the incessant doing, do more,
yes.
and just sit and get into your body. We all need that, especially when like Las Vegas happens or we turn the corner and it's just like we're hit with more devastating news. We need to be into action with that stuff. Yeah. We can't completely just go into our practice as a means to disconnect.
Mm-hmm.
And we also need to go into our practice so that we're processing the information, the information yes. that's constantly coming at us.
Yes. What gets you to your mat? What gets you or the meditation pillow? And I know we both are self-confessed. Shannon Aljo gets me to my mat. But, you know, of course, like you said, like here we are as practitioners, as teachers, and yet we still struggle. But on the days where you do, you know, commit to getting to the pillow or the mat or wherever, what gets you there?
Knowing, like, amidst all the noise and all of the scrolling and all of the...
Truth bomb.
I mean, I'm getting emails and Instagram, like, what's the algorithm going to do today? Like, how's this post going to do? And, like,
yes.
our, you know, email campaigns and...
Yes.
You know, there's so much to do. And
doing. Yes.
And there's just a little background voice that says, this is a little insane. This is a little too much.
Yes.
And if you're on this hamster wheel, you're going to be so in the reactivity, even if it's like a good reactivity.
Yeah.
Like I'm like a productive reactivity. Someone recently positioned to me that productivity is a product of the patriarchy and of, quite frankly, white supremacy.
Oof.
That we are all conditioned to be more productive. And of course, like, productivity as self-worth is something that Brené Brown talks about.
Oh, yeah.
That's patriarchal white supremacy ingrained in all of us.
Mm, whoa.
So...
I love Brené. I love her so hard. She talks about how, like, we all wake up in the morning, like, without enough sleep. And then we go to bed at night feeling like we didn't get enough done.
That's it. That's it.
And that's not cute.
That's not it.
That's not it.
That's not it. That's it.
But it's it.
That's not it. Yeah.
Exactly.
So there's, and this is why we have our teachers. This
yes.
is why we have each other.
Mm.
This is why I teach this shit.
Exactly.
Because if I teach it enough, there'll be some voice in the back of my head that when I'm in the grips of this insanity, that will say, Shannon, go fucking sit on that pillow. Go sit on that pillow, boy.
Yes, honey. Yes.
Go to that class.
Yes.
Get out of the house. Move.
Mm-hmm.
I read about Las Vegas. I didn't feel a fucking thing.
Yeah. Truth.
Completely numb.
Yeah.
And I remember when Sean said that her first response a year ago.
Sean Corn. Yeah.
To Orlando.
That's right.
Was feeling nothing. And she knew... Okay, there's work to do, because if I'm feeling nothing...
That's a problem.
That's a problem, because that's some level of dissociation and suppression.
Yeah.
That's like... It doesn't mean... Just because you're not feeling anything doesn't mean it's not impacting us. It means that, it, like, we're disconnected in some way.
Yeah.
So I'm excited, actually. I think I'm taking your class later this evening, if I'm correct.
Oh, I would love nothing more. And let's work it out.
Yeah.
My theme is around Vegas tonight.
Mm.
So for sure, we'll be paying some homage. So what possessed you to start a yoga practice? What was your catalyst? Why do you do what you do?
Yeah.
And
well,
meditation and coaching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 'cause I feel like it's all kind of connected in some way.
Yeah. It all serves my why, which Simon Sinek, Start With Why, TED Talk was really transformative for me.
Yes.
Which is to be a light that serves, and illuminates the power that exists in every human being.
Yes.
With whom I come into contact. You know, like, so if I come into contact with someone, my it's not even my mission or my intention. It's like who I fundamentally am.
Yeah.
Is like the reason that I'm here is to help people remember their own power.
Yes.
If they've forgotten it, I could perhaps be a reminder. And so yoga, I mean, practically I found yoga because I had gotten spit out of Syracuse drama department, like chewed up and spit out.
Yeah.
And it was really just, you know, I was a kid.
Sure.
Not knowing, like, in that program, like, my self-worth.
Mm.
And so susceptible to, am I fierce enough? Am I a triple threat? So susceptible to... the projections of other people's opinions of me.
Sure.
Trying to fit into a box so that I could be successful or be viewed in the eyes of other people as fierce. So when I left Syracuse, I had no confidence to perform. I mean, I had so many skills and so many classes and so much perspective. I had zero confidence.
Mm.
And that's on me. And, you know, like that's...
Yes and no, though. I got to say, like, I think that, I mean, as someone who also went to Syracuse University, and this is not against Syracuse University. I think it's against the industry that we both were working our way into as far as musical theater people. It's like you're being set up to show up and not get what you want.
Yeah.
You know, like how many auditions do you go to until you get a call back? Probably 300.
Mm.
So like that's going to chip away at you.
Yeah.
So like don't take that on as like your stuff. Like you came out how you needed to come out.
I mean, absolutely. And so when I say I was spit out, I'm like, thank God I was.
Yeah.
Thank God, because
totally.
I read a book by Eckhart Tolle called A New Earth,
mm.
Awakening to Your Life's Purpose.
So good.
I participated in the first worldwide webinar on Skype with Oprah and Eckhart. She interviewed him for several weeks on each chapter.
Wow.
Deep, deep work. People listening from all over the world, staying up late at night and getting up early in the morning to ask him questions.
Wow.
And I knew this is not my purpose is not to be on this stage. My purpose is not to be in tap shoes. That there's something else that I'm called to do. So I did like Habitat for Humanity. I did AIDS Life Cycle. I worked on a farm.
Yes.
I considered applying for the Peace Corps. And then I eventually moved to New York and I landed on a yoga mat. And what happened was it linked together the part of me that loved to breathe and move, like loved movement as a dancer, like
yes.
Movement felt so joyous and so holy to me.
Totally.
And it linked me back to that. And when I was in Catholic school for 10 years, we would pray every day. And I would go into my heart and put my hands together and talk to God. And
beautiful.
I was given this space through Catholic school that was actually quite lovely, where I got to have this relationship with something greater than myself. And when I landed on that yoga mat, it was like I was reconnected to that like, you know, 8, 9, 10-year-old self that I had disconnected from to go into theater,
mm.
found dance, which was my new relationship to the divine.
Beautiful.
Had that sort of messed up with all the like industry stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I landed on the yoga mat and it all came back. And I was like, this is who I am. Movement and prayer. And breath.
Union. Mm, beautiful. Who are your teachers? Like who inspires you? I mean, this is really a podcast that is, my intention here is to inspire people to like create an epic life
mm.
in every aspect. So mm. with work, with relationships, with spirituality, with everything,
yeah.
health.
What a beautiful intention.
Yeah, totally.
Oh.
So like what, like, who has inspired you to create that epic life, which you are indeed creating?
Mm. Well, oh my gosh. My parents have been in so many ways, like Shannon, like we want you to do what you love. We want you to be happy.
That's beautiful.
We want to like pay for you to go to musical theater school. We want to like support you.
Yes.
And we want you, and they've always trusted me, even if they're like, what's this kid doing at some point? Like, they've always trusted, like, he's on a path. And,
certainly.
And we respect him, you know? Like, I felt respect from them. So, and my parents have been such teachers for me. You know, David Wanstreet.
Yes, of course.
Major teacher, like, at Syracuse University. Like, his love of ballet and movements really, really spoke to me. Sean Korn.
Oh, yes.
You know, she was a huge moment for me. And like, from the moment I first did yoga in New York City, it was probably another 4 years before I met Sean. And I was at Wanderlust Yoga Festival with you.
Yes.
Probably 4 years ago.
Yeah,
and
Vermont.
I was on the mat and she was doing this vinyasa practice and we were sitting in a meditation and she's just praying over us. She's like a channel and she just lets it rip. And
she's preacher, full preacher.
Full preacher, priestess, like, downloads coming so fast out of her mouth. Like, you know, very intentional, very mindful, but no holds bar. Like, boom, coming right through. And I felt my Aunt Bonnie, who had passed a couple of years before that from ovarian cancer.
Yes.
And she...
That's right.
I felt her energy, like, and her presence, like, wrap around me. And I got goosebumps through my whole body, and I felt so electrified from head to toe. Like, Sean's voice and the yoga practice had created this vortex that brought the energy of the loving energy of my Aunt Bonnie around me. And I remember I was like, holy shit, I did not realize that you could do this as a yoga teacher, that it was possible to just, like, fucking lay it down on people and have those
yes.
words land in people's bodies and move things in them. And my Aunt Bonnie was like someone who just like loved and supported me. I remember in high school, she came to see me in Oklahoma, and afterwards she was literally jumping up and down with the biggest joy smile on her face as if
yes.
she had gone to Broadway to see me play Will Parker in Oklahoma.
Amazing.
Like you could tell it was like a highlight of her life
yeah.
to see that.
Yeah.
So, Sean Korn really woke up in me the potential to be, like, a prayerful yoga teacher.
Yes.
And to lean into my ability to just channel and pray and set intention.
Yes.
Of course, Brené Brown.
Boom.
Alexa Salvaggio, you have been such a teacher for me.
Shannon Algio, back at you.
Back in New York, taking your classes and just, like, experiencing your flow and your wisdom and your beautiful, beautiful classes.
Thank you, my love.
You're an amazing teacher.
Mm, thank you for that. You are too. Hence why I need you on here.
Right.
Yeah.
We're here for each other.
We're here for each other.
Interview each other.
Yeah. Just back and forth. You want to do like 20 in a row?
Yeah.
Sickening. Great. Let's keep it up.
The Alexa and Shannon podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'll just end for now and say for now. And Elena Brower.
Of course.
She's... grace, wisdom. She's a creator.
Yeah.
And she creates so much through her business.
Yeah.
And she empowers so many people through her business. And she's smart and intelligent, and she's available, and we talk every week, and she's just like
a generous
person. And yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Elena. You're beautiful. And we're kind of related a little bit. My sister married her cousin, I believe.
I love that you and Elena are related.
Yeah.
And Elena is Jesse's teacher.
Yes.
And it's just...
It's real family. Connected.
It's fucking family.
It's fucking
like,
family.
Literally.
Yeah. It's in the fam. So is there like a daily routine, daily practice that you have? It's cool if not, but do you have anything that you're like, this gets done every day?
This gets done every day.
Or not done if it's less doing.
Yes. Yeah. So I try to meditate every day.
Love it.
For at least 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Usually like 15. 15 is my like, sometimes I do the 20. And I really want to do more of this. I really want to do more of it. But my commitment is like, I try and meditate 10 minutes a day.
It's hard,
and,
honestly.
Yeah.
And yet.
You're like, oh, it's so easy to kick it to the curb first.
Yep.
And you know, it's that voice of like, all right, sweetheart, you want me to sit and do nothing? Like, no.
Not interested.
I make a morning smoothie that's really like ritualistic for me. And I make like my pot of decaf, like hot decaf coffee. And I make my smoothie, and my smoothie is like, it's like a superfood smoothie that you could charge like $20 for.
Oh, if you got that,
place.
If you got that at Creation, it would legit be, or like what at Erewhon, the like $22, like it would be that.
The Green Goddess.
Yeah,
I make
at Erewhon.
The Green Goddess.
Basically.
I could probably charge $30 for it.
Sickening.
But I make it every day at home for myself. Like, I'm like, and it feels so gratifying to be like, you know what? I have superfoods
yeah.
in my kitchen.
Just a spoonful.
And I'm gonna make
yeah.
it here for me. Yeah.
Yes, that's
yeah.
beautiful.
So that's a big part of my ritual. And my, I started this group, totally inspired by you, 100 Days of Gratitude for Grateful Unicorns on Facebook.
I'm obsessed with
and
it, by
so
the way.
So I practice making a gratitude list every day and sharing it with this group from all over the world. There are people practicing gratitude. There's like almost 1,400 members.
Oh my God. Is it really? Because it hasn't been around. Like this group hasn't been around that long.
2 months.
Oh my God. Let's share it. We'll put a link up in Shannon's story once this goes live and people can swipe up and connect. Yeah. Because I think that that's really important. Gratitude is not an attitude. It's a practice.
It is a practice. And yeah. The reason I started it was because I was moving and I was going through a breakup and all these transitions were happening.
Yes.
And I felt my brain defaulting to scarcity. Like, oh shit, it's all like falling apart.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I need to be practicing the remembrance of like, even if things are falling apart around me,
yeah.
That's like I'm shedding a layer. It's okay. And I have water and I have food and I have family and I have money to pay my rent.
Yes.
And I have Alexa
and
we're creating awaken.yoga.
Yes.
And there is so much to be grateful for. And like the transformations that people are sharing in the group from committing to this practice and filling your Facebook feed with gratitude.
Fierce.
Yeah. Grateful Unicorns.
Yeah. Yeah. Grateful Unicorns.
Inspired by you.
Oh my God.
I started my gratitude email list because of you. I didn't realize.
You're the dreamiest human. Seriously.
I did not realize that you could be grateful for hardship.
Oof.
And you sent these emails out. We're talking like 4 or 5 years ago.
This was a long time. This was back like New York day when we were both like hustling like crazy people.
And you were like, I'm grateful I missed the train because I was late and I ran into this person and then it allowed me to take a deep breath. And I was like, you can be grateful for that.
Yes.
Whoa. It's like, I can so create wild. Little mini reframes over every moment that I'm cursing.
Yes.
When I get upset. Cause I'm like, oh, it's not working out. It's not working out.
Yes.
And he's like, but I'm grateful because that not working out made this work out.
Yes. 100%.
You taught me that.
And who are we to say like what exactly is the perfect way that something should be done? I mean, I remember Sean Korn, who of course is both of our, you know, guru, if you will. She talks about how you can eventually get to the bless you with it, but you do have to go through the fuck you for a moment. Like when the stuff hits the fan, it's like, okay, this sucks. Go through the fuck you. And then you can get to the bless you, the gratitude for it.
Yeah.
Because that's so important.
Right. Do not bypass.
Thank you.
Do not bypass it because
it
can be really hard for me to hold in my body those fuck you feelings.
Yeah.
When I feel like emotions that are really hard for me to feel are anger, jealousy, and rage.
They're not socially acceptable.
They're not socially acceptable, and I don't know how to manage them within myself without my mind going to a place of this is wrong, don't feel this, you're bad, stop.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes.
And so something Preach. I'm really working on, and there are people around me helping me work on this, is like the more I resist that, the more I'm going to create it inside of me.
Yes.
And so if I can let myself feel the jealousy and the rage, it can actually pass through.
Beautiful.
And that's where the power is.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. So I'm always looking for new reads. Is there any book that you have read recently or a book that was like a big catalyst for you that you want to share with our audience? Something that can potentially inspire people or make them laugh or something?
Yeah. well, Daring Greatly, How the Courage to be Vulnerable Transforms the Way We Live, Love, Parent, and Lead. Taught me about vulnerability.
Gorgeous.
It taught me what vulnerability really is and how it's defined by most people. And it gave me the courage to leave my corporate job with Lululemon and lean in to starting my own business and really making that vulnerable, risky choice that has been like, whoa.
Wow.
Huge choice.
Daring Greatly, ladies and gentlemen. Daring Greatly. Go get it. If you haven't, please get involved. Brené Brown, I hope to have you on the show one day. You're fierce, and
yes,
I love you.
You will. And then another book, there was another one that came to mind. So many good ones. I mean, Pema Chodron, Wisdom of No Escape, or which I'm reading now.
Beautiful.
Fail Again, Fail Better. And When Things Fall Apart. I mean, she teaches about self-compassion in a way that, like, I find really missing in our culture. Like,
agreed.
Really framing, like, what does it mean to have compassion for yourself?
Yes.
And how does that affect the way we interact with others?
To everything. Mm-hmm. So beautiful. I love that so much. So I want to hear a little bit more about Awaken.yoga and why you wanted to start this platform, because you really are the founder of this platform, which I'm so humbled and grateful to be a part of. But this is you. Like, this was your idea. This was your calling. So why? And what do you want to give? What are we giving?
Yeah. Well, I really, you know, I've been a member of Yoga Glow for years.
Sure.
For literally years. And I am so moved by the ability to practice with great teachers. And there are some amazing teachers on Yoga Glow, you know, like.
No doubt.
And I wanted to create that for us and for other teachers.
Sure.
You know, there are teachers who are sharing incredible teachings in studios in cities all over the world. And I am aware that I am in my classes in New York and now my classes in LA and on my retreats, that I'm teaching yoga and meditation and sharing these practices that I'm learning from my teachers. And there are limits on who's able to show up for those classes. There just are.
Totally. Right? Logistics.
It could be finances. It could just be geographical location. It could be awareness, whatever. And so as a teacher, I really wanted to be able to share my teachings and practices with anyone who wants to come and practice, you know, whether you're at home or you're at work or you're on vacation, no matter where you are in the world, you can do a 15-day trial, free classes for 15 days or
amazing.
30 days. And for, you know, if you decide to do the membership, it's $19 a month or $12 a month if you do the yearly membership.
Cheaper than one class anywhere.
Accessible and affordable and me, like being able to share these sacred practices and to create a library of content that we add to yearly, twice yearly and over the course of our careers. So
amazing.
To me, this is a beautiful space to be able to continue to share what I'm learning, and to continue to be able to practice with people. And then obviously like do that with you and with Jesse and the teachers that we're going to continue to bring on.
Amazing. Woo! That's really exciting.
Yeah.
So you guys, if you haven't already checked it out, please do go to awaken.yoga to start a free 15 or 30 day trial. And we'll of course post more about that up on the site. But now it's time for just like a little bit of a rapid fire round. I just want to like throw some quick questions at you and you just answer as truthfully as you can.
Okay, tapping into my truth.
Tap into that truth,
tapping
honey.
Into my truth.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Tap, tap. Okay, rapid fire round, baby. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Introvert or extrovert?
Extrovert.
Yoga asana or seated meditation?
Seated meditation.
Yes, I love that answer. Oh my God, I love that about you. Sex or sleep?
Sex.
Yes. Bourbon or wine?
Bourbon.
Ooh. New York or LA?
New York.
Yes. Ebook or hard copy?
Hard copy.
Totally. Totally. I like it in my hands like that. I just want to like feel the pages. I want to turn them. Okay. Shower or bath?
Shower.
Milk or dark chocolate?
Dark chocolate.
Amen. Phone call or text?
Phone call.
Intelligence or humor?
Intelligent humor.
There we go. Wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am. I want a combo platter, please. Money or fame?
Money.
I like it. I like it. I like it. So what do you want people to know about you that they may not already know? If there's anything. I mean, you're really like a truth speaker, but if there's anything that you're like, I want people to know that I have this, that, and the other thing, I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, I want people to know that, like, me too. Like, I'm a teacher. I'm a preacher, I'm a speaker.
Yes.
And I intend and love to inspire and motivate and really be a divine catalyst for change.
Yes.
And like me too, like all of God's children are special and none of God's children are special. I am like so incredibly special and I am just as normal and unspecial as anything like this table or bed. Like,
yes.
You know, like that is the paradox of who we are. And so me too, like I'm in this with you. And we're in this together. And those are the kinds of relationships I want to cultivate. If that means I have less followers, if that means I have less reach, whatever. Like, I want deep relationships with people who love me and with people who I love.
Yes.
And I want there to be a community around me of people who say me too. If that's 30 million people, great. If that's 30 people, great. But like, we are in this together. This is not elitist. I am not better than you. We're in this together.
Mm.
And that's what I want people to know.
I love it. And that is what makes you such a beautiful and gifted teacher, coach, human.
Thank you.
Couple more questions.
Give them to me.
I'm loving it. You're so good at life. Thank you for being here. What is your definition of an epic life?
An epic life is a life that has integrity, like a life where you do what you say you're going to do, and you say what you're going to do, and you do it.
Totally.
And truth, like a life that's committed to finding and experiencing the whole truth. A life that is, you know, like the caterpillar turning into the butterfly, like going into the cocoon, a life that acknowledges the seasons, a life that allows the letting go and feels the grief and feels all of the colors of human emotion.
Yes.
A life that's willing to share not just the joys with others on all these social platforms and at parties and whatever, but is like willing to show up and be honest and be seen.
Yes.
Like, see, you know, like, see me for who I am. Like, that's an epic life.
That's beautiful.
And yeah, like a life that touches, moves, and inspires people. That's epic.
I love that. That is so epic.
It's pretty epic.
Shannon, I just want to acknowledge you for being such a gifted teacher, human, coach, just beautiful soul. And I want to acknowledge you for showing up so openly and talking about things that are just of great value and great truth. So thank you for showing up.
Thank you. Thank you for all you're doing and like this commitment to having really cool conversations with people.
Yes.
And to sharing your voice.
Thank you.
I'm so excited for when your book comes out.
Oh my God, exciting.
It's so exciting to see you grow as a leader and as a teacher and as a human being, and to be your soul sibling is like eternal bliss.
Super dreamy. Now, how can people connect to you? Where can we find you?
Well, please follow me on Instagram because I love the Instagram.
Yes. We love the gram.
I love the gram. It's shannon.algeo, A-L-G-E-O. I'm shannonalgeo.com.
Yes.
Go to awaken.yoba. Yoba.
I like yoba. Yoba's fierce.
Awaken.yoba.
Hey.
www.awaken.yoga. I like Instagram and Facebook, so.
Yes, and the gratitude.
Yes, if you search 100 Days of Gratitude on Facebook, it should come up.
Awesome.
You can also go to bit.ly/gratefulunicorn, and you'll get
I'm obsessed with
right
you.
Linked to the group. It is a closed group,
yeah.
So you can request to join, and your gratitude will be kept safe with all the unicorns.
So beautiful.
Yeah,
thank you so much for coming on, Shannon.
Thank you. I'm grateful
love you.
To be here. I love you.
Oh. All right, you guys. Let's all just stay grounded. Let's keep getting information and stay connected. All my love. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. What an absolute gift. Please do connect to me. I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook, social media in general at Alexa Salvaggio. And if you do have a second, I would be super grateful if you left us a review on iTunes. Why? Well, because that actually makes us more visible to everyone. And I'm all about spreading the good stuff, right? Spreading the goods, getting the word out, because I want us all to benefit. I want us all to feel good. I want us all to thrive. So this is your gentle reminder, my love, to go out there and create an epic life. All my love.